of M100 ICRT. Today, we're playing a blend of international music, as we always do anyways, but today especially, because, like I said, we're going to be talking to TES, Taipei European School, in the German section in particular right now, but also featuring a lot of music by musicians from Australia today, because I don't know if you guys know, but today is Australia Day. Today is a national holiday.
I did not know.
Oh, now you do.
I sort of saw the flag at
thanks to ICRT, I suppose, yeah. It celebrates Australia and the British fleet actually arriving in Australia, you know, hundreds of years ago, and today is a national holiday. So Olivia Newton-John, she's from Australia. But right now, I suppose, one of you is German, and the other is very fond of German culture, correct?
Guess who? Yep.
All right. Please welcome to the show from TES, Taipei European School, is Mr. Hoheisel.
Thanks for having us.
And oh, my pleasure. Johann.
Pretty close.
Johann.
It is one of those impossible German names that parents give you when they think you'll stay in Germany for the rest of your life.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
but I love to have the opportunity to learn some German, because I'm very fascinated by the language and the culture. And actually, out of all the countries that I've been in Europe, there's only two. I've been to the UK and Germany. That's it. I've never been to any other countries in Europe.
Nice.
And I love my time there. But anyways, you're from TES, and you are actually in charge of?
Well, I'm part of the section council. Basically, in a sense, we're the school board of the German section.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's parents who voluntarily put time in to help the school.
Yes.
You know, plan strategically, plan the budget, and things like that.
That's it, yeah. I read on your website, TES's website, that you're in charge of fundraising as well.
That is
right?
Correct,
and
yes.
And marketing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. And with him today is a parent of two kids.
Yes.
Who both go to the German section of TES.
Yes.
Correct. And she is also the project manager at Green Lawn Garden Products. It's Katie Jo. Hello.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Katie, welcome to the show. So we're going to get a parent's perspective here, as well as from the school and the board, about what the German section is all about. Now, for those who are not familiar with TES, first of all, it's Taipei European School. And they have three sections, I suppose, right? The British primary section, the French section, and the German section.
Yeah, and then we got a fourth one on top of it. That's the British high school and the British secondary and high school section.
I see.
Where at the end, all kids end up in a sense.
Oh, I see.
So you start at the beginning in kindergarten, nursery, in the German, the French, or the British section.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go towards year five, the kids actually start to have classes together, like music, like sports.
Sure, general classes.
So they just get to know the other people.
Yeah.
Get to know, you know, English if it's not their first language.
Mm-hmm.
And then by year nine, they're together in the same section. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, it, in a sense, doesn't matter where they came from.
Mm, exactly. And that's what TES is all about. It's
Absolutely.
A European community right there. But it's just fascinating to actually have this option in Taiwan, I think. And people who are interested in this, you know, you could choose whether you want to have a bit more focus and slant towards the French or the German, or just, you know, stick with the Brits and in English and whatnot.
That's right.
So it's actually a choice that may be hard to make, actually, for those unless you've had some German culture, or you already command the language, then sure, you know, that makes sense that you just go with that. But
right.
Otherwise, I can see that a lot of kids or parents might have choice selections here. And tell us more about the German section and what can you expect when you go to it.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that I think is important is if you compare it to some of the other international schools, we actually, in a sense, you get an extra language for free.
Yes.
Right? So by the time the kids graduate, they're fluent in German, they're fluent in English.
Mm-hmm.
And if they put in the effort, it's either Chinese or French, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want to have a high school diploma in Germany, you have to have three languages,
mm-hmm.
two foreign languages at least. And so that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, we're based on the German national curriculum, and we're the diploma that you can get here from us is actually recognized in Germany, like a
awesome.
German high school diploma. So access to German universities for free is a given.
Right, right.
And I think the one thing maybe to highlight is, and you know, when you're studying, a lot of studying sounds like really hard work. Mm-hmm. Right? But, you know, when you go to maybe grade five or maybe grade one in our section and you see them studying, maybe you don't think they're studying right now. Mm-hmm. They're discussing. They have fun together. They're experiencing things.
Right.
And they still learn. But correct. From the face of it, they're not just sitting, staring at books and writing
right,
stuff.
Right, right. It's so not just all really about academic. It's not just academic, basically, we're just saying. You know, there's a good teamwork process and learning process.
Absolutely.
That is an experience, you know, for the kids. But what are the prerequisites then for getting into the German section? I mean, you still need a little bit of German skills or no?
Yeah, it kind of depends on when you want to join the school. So the best way to get into the school where you need no language prerequisites is actually kindergarten. Mm. Where, you know, think about it from this perspective. The kids go into kindergarten, they play and learn.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't understand the concept of language even.
They copycat. Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So for them, they learn German just by playing and just naturally.
Right.
When you get to year one, we actually have some moderate prerequisites in terms of German. Mm-hmm. The higher you go up, the more we demand.
Okay.
More prerequisites, just because, you know, if you want to have the degree, you need to have a certain level of German.
Sure.
And if you only have 2 years to study it, it's really difficult.
Correct.
Right? So if you at zero within 2 years, you're not just going to get mm-hmm. there. And that's the reason why we have these requirements.
Okay. Makes a lot of logical sense there. Again, if your kid starts from kindergarten, basically, you know, you're at the same starting point as as any kid in Germany. You know,
absolutely,
and so it's a smooth transition there. But let's say for those who have kids that are maybe 10 years old or 12, even, you know, what would you recommend then? I mean, do you guys have a reinforcement course for the language?
Yeah, so basically, once you're accepted into the school and you pass the language prerequisite,
yeah.
What we do is we actually have an assessment on, I guess, how good the German is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not meant in a bad way, but actually in a positive way. If you still need additional support, you'll have extra German classes where, you know, maybe at a certain point of the curriculum, you're pulled out and you're having a special German class where you actually taught German with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have an open house, you call it, this coming Saturday.
That's correct.
Everyone's more than welcome to come to TES over at the Wunling campus.
That is correct.
Correct? Okay.
So we'll have a lot of fun activities. We'll have a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
But also we have the opportunity to meet parents like Katie and
like
myself,
Katie. Uh-huh.
To get to know the staff, to get to know the campus,
right.
Meet the teachers, meet the headmaster, and just get an appreciation of what the German education is all about.
Yes.
Right? Because right now, just maybe sounds good, but maybe a little bit abstract.
Yeah.
So just come to the open house event, experience it, ask questions, and then you'll have a much better point of view about it.
That's awesome. What time does it start on Saturday?
It will start at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. And is it an open house? That means, you know, you get to meet the people, you know, the parents of students. And students will be, so I'm pretty sure some students will be there
too. We'll be there, and we can speak Chinese.
Yes.
中文也可以,台语也可以,买通。English is fine.
And not only you get to meet the people, but you get to tour the campus as well, I'm sure. That's why it's called an open house.
Absolutely.
You can see the environment. And what exactly, you know, your kids will be, you know, going through when they attend at TES. So it's absolute fantastic opportunity for you. And you guys have a beautiful campus, too.
Absolutely.
Renovated not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole area is beautiful. That's where I used to go to school, but it was TAS back then. But I love it there. And again, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, you don't have to sign up first. It's sort of a walk-in process.
You can. I mean, it's certainly encouraged to notify us in advance, but we're not turning anybody down. Anybody who's interested is more than welcome.
Sure. And you get more in-depth about some of the subjects we were talking about just now.
Right.
But I also want to get, you know, from the parents' perspective, like Katie, who is in our studio right now, you know, she sent her two kids, Naomi, who is 8 years old, and Justin, who is 6, so one of them is in grade 3 and the other just started elementary.
One is in grade 3, one is in grade 1.
Just started elementary school, yeah. I'm going to play the song first, and when we come back from the break, I want you to tell us more why, you know, and you know, how'd you end up sending your kids to the German section at TES.
All right.
You can do that, right? Okay. But right now I'm playing a song. You guys know this song by the Scorpions? They're from Germany.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're a big, huge rock band from the 70s and 80s. And this is a very popular song here in Taiwan, too, called Wind of Change, the Scorpions. 因为我们都在聊德国咯。 来，各位听众呢，如果对 TES 台北欧侨学校里面的 German section 哦，因为他们有分，有这个英国的这个 section， 有法国的 section， 还有德国 German section。这个礼拜六1月30号下午2点钟呢，就在 TES 台北 European School 呢，会有一个 open house， 邀请所有人呢，对他们的这个学校里面的课程啊，还有他们的目的啦，还有他的环境啊，都可以一同在这个礼拜六下午2点钟来参观、来询问。各位听众，如果还想要知道，哎，为什么会有父母呢送他小孩到TES 或者是 TES 的 German section 呢？我们待会还会请这位母亲呢要来聊聊 Katie 周。OK，Stay tuned to ICRT。
年中
规划未来，
为了子女教育，
为了家庭发展，
年度一次美国加拿大移民护照演讲会将于1月30至31日全台盛大举行，
由美国律师 Thomas Gunnarsson、
加拿大律师 Stephanie Shatini
及露比美加移民顾问公司总裁 Rick Chen 共同主持演讲，
如何以最经济、快速方式取得美加身份护照，
及取得美加身份对子女在美加留学、教育、家庭、未来发展有何帮助影响？
高雄1月30日，本周六晚上7点至9点，国宾大饭店；
台中1月31日，本周日上午9点半至11点半，福华大饭店。
台北1月31日，本周日下午2点半至5点，信义区 W Hotel。
新竹1月31日，本周日晚上7点半至9点，国宾大饭店。
花莲2月2日，下周二晚上6点半至8点，统帅大饭店。
免费参加，因人数众多，席位有限，请务必来电预约报名。
报名专线02-2518-0611，
02-2518-0611。
让我的心随着咖啡香与你一起旅行，博朗三合一系列，
普林斯顿寒假超强记忆训练营，保证让孩子在开学后面对每一科都自信满满。北中南免费试听，请拨02-2768-5887 2768-5887。
Princeton, the memory experts.
Are we gonna go?
Go, go.
Time to go with the flow and get back to the show on FM 100.
So let's turn it up a notch.
ICRT.
All right, welcome back, and we're going to play another song from a group from Germany. They're called Tokyo Hotel, by the way, with Automatic. But we also have Katie Zhou, who is a proud parent of two, who goes to TES's German section. And what were the reasons behind this, Katie?
Well, our family has a business with the Germany.
Okay, with Germany.
Uh-huh. 35 years. We export garden tools.
I see.
Yep, so we know how Germans think and...our customers explained to us about their educational system, and yes, I liked it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And plus, you want your kids to be able to get involved with your business, too, in the future, I suppose. Huh?
I'm not sure. They say they want to be a chef or something. That's
a long shot down the road
that's
there.
That's a long shot.
Yeah, that's still 20 years away from now.
Actually, you know, my son says he wants to be a soccer player because that's one of the benefits in joining TES.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sure
physical
kids activities talk about it at that age already. You know?
They play soccer all the time. Well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you speak a little bit of German, too, yourself, don't
Ambition.
You?
Ambition. Very little.
But now, not only your kids can, you know, learn the language, but they can learn the culture. They can be more international. And, you know, I don't want to be so, like, you know, specifically pointed to, like, okay, it's Germany, it's great. It's basically being multinational.
Yes.
And this is a great opportunity, you know. And at TES, where you have, again, a lot of Europeans, not just the French and the Germans and the Brits, actually.
Nope.
We got more nationalities.
Absolutely.
That are on that campus. I mean, you're going to have a vision at a very young age.You know, international vision that's kind of embedded with them.
I think that's one of the things that I think is very, very cool about the TES as such, that you have, you know, for my kids, they grow up meeting people from a different cultural background, yeah. that's normal.
Yeah.
Right? When
yeah.
I grew up, that wasn't so normal.
That's true. Yeah, indeed. So Justin and Naomi, right?
Yep.
Are they having a great time?
They're having a great time. They have French friends, German friends, British friends, Australian friends, Taiwanese friends.
That's correct.
So they love the school. They enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, the open house is taking place this Saturday. If people want to find out more information, you're more than welcome to log on to TES's website, which is www.taipeieuropeanschool.com.
Right, and just click on the key symbol that's there, and you'll get all the information about the open house at the German section.
Okay, and if you can read a little bit of German, I mean, you can go ahead and go to their German section, you know.
Otherwise, there's Google Translator.
Section right here on the website. And you can read more details there. Or if they want to give the school a call and ask more information, 8145-9007. Is that correct? Yeah. I think that's what I'm reading right here. Danke, ja? Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
It's Mr. Johan.
You're doing good.
Okay. Johan Heisel and Katie Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a happy new year, too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All
right. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. We got the top of the hour news coming up next here on ICRT. Don't you go anywhere.
Guten Morgen. Buongiorno. What language is this?
It means good morning in Italian. I study every day with classmates from all over the world.
Cool.
Would you like your child to study in a happy learning environment? Would you like your child to be naturally fluent in several languages? Taipei European School German Section, the key to the future. Join us at our German Section open house, 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 30th. To learn more, contact us at germanschooltaipei.de.
Ever wondered about Taiwan's indigenous people's many unique cultures?
Yeah, there are so many ethnic groups I want to learn about.
Then tune in to ICRT every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for a special live segment on Taiwan's indigenous people's culture. Let's learn and embrace our heritage.
想了解原住民族的多元文化吗？每周三下午两点收听 ICRT 原民观点。DJ Joey 会专访原住民朋友，深入了解他们的生活。本节目由财团法人原住民族文化事业基金会提供。
大家好，我是树德科技大学室内设计系主任以及建筑与室内设计研究所所长周伯成。室内设计能让您实践幸福宜居的空间营造，是永续性的专业。室内设计系所连续六年荣获教育部评鉴一等，师资设备完善，产学绩效最优。室内设计系所诚挚期待您的加入，选择树德，一举树德。
随着咖啡香与你一起旅行，博朗三合一系列。
So let's synchronize our watches in 3, 2, 1.
It's 5:59. Stay tuned for ICRT news and weather coming up next.
Mark.
白雪皑皑，古朴梦幻的世界文化遗产合掌村，入夜灯火点缀，仿佛置身仙境，仰望雪景，享受白川之汤驱除寒意。荣获金质旅游奖，日本合掌村之旅，带你与世界遗产零距离接触。上网搜寻品冠旅游 ，Enjoy this award-winning journey with PK Travel。
We're ICRT FM 100 Taipei, Taichung, and Kaohsiung。Your news, Taiwan and the world.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Gao. Looking at our top story in Taiwan news, the government is offering subsidy